Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons on a rainy, windy Patriots Monday. But you know what doesn't blow anymore? The Patriots. They're awesome, baby. They're going to the playoffs. Dan Ball, come on. That was good. That was good. You enjoyed that, Dan Ball. A little wind-blowing joke is always good late in a stormy nor'easter here in New England.
Which one are you again?
What do you mean, which one of me?
What's going on? Are we talking sports over here? What's going on?
Talking sports. The Patriots don't blow. They're going to the playoffs. Drake May is going to be an MVP candidate. I was actually thinking, and given my recent downward trend of gambling, I probably shouldn't. But I was actually thinking of sprinkling a little something-something on Drake May to win MVP. I think that'd be fun to monitor that the rest of the year on the apps.
The odds are now at least top 10 from what I've seen. Is it plus? What number have you seen recently?
I saw
plus 1,800-ish?
I saw a little bit plus 1,600.
Okay.
And I believe he was like 6th on the list, and there was a little drop-off. Like 4, 5, and 6, he wasn't that far from. I want to say like 1, 2, and 3 were more significantly
I like that
ahead.
Juice.
I
might do it, Andy.
You want to do
like
it together?
That. Yeah, let's go.
Let's
like a 10 and 10. Put 20 on it.
Let's donate money together
I
to
like
the gambling app of choice. We'll do that because yes, I'm struggling because I'm the only one on the show with only confidence in our pick six, and there's really no reason for that confidence the way things have been trending. But let's do it. Roll the intro. Pick six review time.
A pick six.
He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Well, for this week on the pick six, I'll begin as any good therapist does with the good news. We were better than we were in week five, in week six, in the pick six.
Whew, so we were close to winning.
The problem is that our bar has been set so low.
How low is it?
The only way to be worse would have been winning none. We didn't do that, but we'll start with Andy Hart. Andy had the Broncos at -7.5 against the Jets in London. This was an assault on the eyes of any football fan. And here's a taste of that, Stiz.
Fields is sacked. Nick Benito leading the way.
13-11, the Broncos win, I say with a question at the end. They recorded 9 sacks on Sunday. They now have 30 this season, a 10-sack lead on the rest of the NFL right now, averaging 5 sacks per game, on pace for 85 this season, which would shatter the existing sack record of 72 set by the 1984 Bears. But a score that I didn't think was possible ends up with a loss for Andy Hart.
Is this the game we want to put on a national stage? Is this the game?
If we feel like the Brits somehow screwed us or somebody has a grudge against Tottenham, yes.
Like we're in
Otherwise,
trade wars.
Dear God.
This feels like a ploy of a trade war or something. We're going to send you Broncos Jets at 13-11. We lost the parlay before the 1 o'clock games. We were in the 12 o'clock hour. Actually, we all lost first around 9:30 when this game kicked off. And we saw how abysmal Justin Fields stinks. Great athlete, can't play quarterback. I don't know if he stinks more than Anthony Richardson, who was knocked out of his game when he was doing pregame warmups with bands and got hit in the eye when one of the bands snapped up and hit him in the face. But these guys that are athletes, these are legitimately coach killers, GM killers. I get why they're drafted. I see the athleticism and the ability. And I just said last segment, you play quarterback in the NFL as much with your body as you do your mind, but you have to have some mind, some ability to read defenses and know when the pocket is breaking down and knowing when the clock and the game play is over. Justin Fields does not have that, and that's why I took the Broncos, and I thought they'd cover, and they didn't. Jackasses.
I always feel weird about those, the European, the games overseas. Just, I feel like the travel screws with things just a bit. But Justin Fields, 9 for 17, 45 passing yards. Jets as a whole.
Excuse me, 45 passing yards?
That's not the worst part. The Jets as a whole finished with negative 10 passing yards.
In which quarter?
The four that they played in the game.
That's embarrassing.
Yes, it is. And that led to an 0-1 record for us in the pick
six. So we were already cooked. But at the same time, it's not the worst idea to involve the early game in the parlay, because at that point, if you lose, you can just double down and then just do a five-legger to try to make up for the money you lost.
Absolutely.
Right. Then you can just fade the other five picks instead of fading the six if you actually want to make some money off of us, which I may recommend that we try next week. But we'll get there when we get there. Next one, Stiz.
Hollywood Brown in motion. He's got on the pop pass. Hollywood Brown to the end zone. Touchdown, KC.
You thought the refereeing was bad for Patriots Saints. The Chiefs are the first team since 1972 with no turnovers, no penalties, and no more than one punt in a game. 30-17, your final, Fitzy. We're not able to cover the Lions plus 2.5. I was not expecting that kind of effort from the Chiefs.
No, I was not expecting that kind of inability to convert from the Lions either. However, I'm still trying to figure out why there was a penalty called on Jared Goff for going in motion when he was the quarterback, but then he wasn't, which negated a touchdown on a really nifty trick play call early in the game. It was just sort of almost like if you purchased the Steph Diggs penalty from Amazon, they would have immediately recommended on screen, oh, then you'll also enjoy this garbage call against the Lions. It just set a bad precedent for a wonky night. And I'm sure the same officials that almost cooked the Pats were probably talking to each other and the league like, yeah, we can't afford to have the Chiefs go 2-4. So why don't we go ahead and help them win this one?
It was unfortunate because that ruined a fun trick play that also had a great catch by Jared Goff. He kind of caught it. The blocking wide receiver and the DB kind of hit him as he's catching it, and he's kind of harnessing it, and then he kind of breaks a tackle or a little contact to get in the end zone. It was fun. I think, I mean, at least based on the explanation of their rules expert on the broadcast, when you go under center, you have to reset in the backfield and declare as not being the quarterback for 1 second before you then go in motion and catch the trick play. And, yeah, they sucked the fun out of that. And talk about Drake May wants to yell at officials more. Jared Goff came on the field and was chewing that guy out for quite a bit of time. So, you know, you go to a Super Bowl, you do those types of things. I guess you earn that ability.
There you go. Yeah, you're a top pick. You go to a Super Bowl, get traded for all the draft picks in the world, or with all the draft picks in the world, and that's what you get. Okay, so we're 0-2 so far. Yep. Ted Johnson came in with a 4-1 record in our pick six.
This is stupid. He gets like the third team he picks every week because he always tries to pick the team that I pick, which always loses.
Are you out of your mind?
Then he ends up winning with his third choice.
Andy, I'm sorry. The rules of the pick six match the quiz with Stiz. No bitching.
I was just going to say no bitching.
No complaining. No self-victimization. Only this clip, Stiz.
Aye, aye, aye.
Line of scrimmage just shy of the 11. 10th play of the drive. Rodgers. Sprint out. On the move. Directing traffic. Throws. Touchdown. Connor Hayward!
Steelers 23, Browns 9. The Browns have lost 22 straight regular season games against the Steelers when playing in Pittsburgh. Their last win was in 2003, but Ted Johnson's last win was this weekend because he covers Steelers minus 5.5.
What is that from?
It's a home run.
It's a home run.
Didn't you hear?
Good Lord.
Kind of like that pick. Thoughts, Andy Hart, on the Dylan Gabriel experiment so far in Cleveland's?
Yeah, looks like they may not still have a quarterback. You know, we like to talk about it and special and things of that nature. He looked neither special nor having of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And they're still paying Fitzy 8 quarterbacks, and yet it seems like they still don't have a quarterback.
I don't know what they may as well just go. If I'm not sure when they're going to medically clear Deshaun Watson. Nah, I don't know exactly what they ever plan on doing with that again, since that was such a debacle from Jump Street. But why not just play Shadur at this point for, you know, S's and giggles, just to give us all something more interesting to look at?
I tell you, we're about a week or two away from Browns fans rooting for that at this point.
Oh, yeah. They'll get Shadur at some point.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it'll be, well, how could it possibly be worse? That's all I would say on that. To the next one, we go back behind the glass. We go for this one.
Toss play. Taylor to the edge. To the end zone. The Colts take the lead in the fourth.
Jonathan Taylor, who I don't know who Andy would trade off the Patriots roster for, maybe Ramondre, as part of a Colts 31-27 win, but a loss for me covering the Colts -7. Only two quarterbacks have led the Colts to 5 wins through 6 weeks since 2000. That's Peyton Manning and Daniel Jones, Fitzy. You know, just two quarterbacks that are always mentioned in the same sentence.
Unbelievable. You got to start to wonder now when the Colts, because Steichen is calling Daniel Jones his guy now. Like, this is their guy. If they're going to lock up Indiana Jones to a long-term deal. And also, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, Colts, best record in the AFC. Unbelievable. Wasn't that a Jacoby Brissett game?
It was a Jacoby Brissett game.
Wow.
Yeah, Kyler Murray was out, and he kind of balled. I mean, he kept them in the game. They were leading 27-24 midway through the fourth quarter before I think the Colts had the last laugh. But he kept them competitive, as he is wont to do, I would say.
Before Shane Steichen marries Daniel Jones, he might want to call Brian Daboll and just get a little input on his experiences having success with Daniel Jones, marrying him, and then wanting to divorce from him.
No, you mean the first year where they went to the playoffs and won a game in Minnesota, and then everything was fine until it wasn't?
Yeah.
He was just being nice. That was dumb.
Yep, that certainly was. All right, next one, Stiz.
And here it goes. Down. They get the snap off. Smith throwing underneath. Touchdown, Michael Mayer!
In a battle of which team sucks more, the Raiders proved it was not them. 20-10 win for Las Vegas in the game. Raiders Max Crosby joined Jared Allen and Aaron Donald as the only players since 2000 with 10 or more tackles for losses in each of their first 7 seasons. Stiz with the victory. He covers the -4.5.
Hey, you know, I'm early in my sports career, but the Titans suck. They suck.
They might want to fire their coach. Oh, they did fire their coach today. They do suck. The only reason they have a win is from a gift from an opposing team. So, yeah, they stink. Did you see Mike McCoy, the former Chargers head coach, is the new interim head coach of the Titans. He'll be facing your Patriots on Sunday in Nashville.
Do we believe Fitzy in the new coach bump, or are the Titans bad enough where it doesn't matter?
Not when you've got a roster that Timu. No way.
All right. Last one. So Stiz picked up our second win. Last one on the pick six.
Decision of his coaching career so far here in Carolina. Fitzgerald for the win. It is good. The Panthers upset the Cowboys for one of Dave Canales' biggest wins
as the headband for the Panthers.
Sweet Caroline playing in the background. I did not realize they played that as the Panthers beat the Cowboys 30-27. Panthers running back Rico Dowdle is the first player since 2020 to have 200 or more scrimmage yards in consecutive weeks. You have to go back to Dalvin Cook with the Vikings to do that. Brian was unable to cover the Cowboys -3, but the Panthers might have a little bit of something, Andy Hart, with their backup running back that comes in as Bryce Young and company win another game. And they're back over either at or over 500 at this point.
Yeah, they signed Miles Sanders a couple years ago. They wanted him to kind of be Saquon Barkley. Now they have a guy who's playing like Saquon Barkley. He's putting up ridiculous numbers, and it's so hard for me to look at the Panthers and say, you benched Bryce Young against the Patriots. We had a battle of backups because the Patriots were smoking you, and now you're beating the Cowboys. You're 3-3. Am I supposed to take you serious as a football team? Also want to point out my damn son said, oh, that's a lock. Cowboys -3 against the Panthers? That's the lock of all locks. Narrator, it was not a lock.
Rico Dowdle is playing beyond and above out of his mind right now.
And
so
talking
much for the
S.
Patriots.
Have
so
you heard the S he's talking?
Oh, he's talking tons of S. There's zero chance the Patriots. Now the Panthers in the tire fire that is the NFC South. I mean, it's going to be Bucks and who knows who could be a wild card team. They might talk themselves into keeping him as opposed to trading him to a team that could use an S-talking backup running back like, I don't know, the Patriots?
Did I read that he said they weren't buckled up?
Last Wednesday, he asked what the Cowboys should do. He said they should buckle up.
Yeah.
After the game, he was asked again, and he said they weren't buckled up.
I love that.
We talk about Baker Mayfield maybe being cocky, Dowdle being cocky, and I give it to him. You might be in the midst of the greatest two or three games of your NFL life, of your professional career. Enjoy it while you can.
Right. Absolutely the case. So that was a loss. We went 2-4 this week. Ted moves to 5-1. I drop down to 3-3. Brian to 2-4. Andy, Fitzy, Brian at 1-5. Stiz is now 2-4. Andy and Fitzy 1-5 as well. So better luck next week. But all six of us did have the Patriots winning in New Orleans.
Yeah, we end on a high note, baby. We all nailed the Patriots pick, and that's really all that matters. The pick six is for fun. It's for entertainment purposes only, as they used to say in the pre-gambling days when it wasn't legal. And it's for me to make a donation to my friends at FanDuel, which I do regularly thanks to all of us, including me, who lost the parlay in record time. It was lost before the 1 o'clock games even kicked off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.